Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Back here on Thunder and Lightning, Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. Nothing makes fans of college football want to switch to college basketball faster than having a bad college football season. That's where Mississippi State is, and that's why I'm welcoming Isaac Trotter to the show. He covers college basketball nationally for 24/7 Sports. And Isaac, Mississippi State, you know, back-to-back NCAA tournament appearances, brings back a good core, had a great transfer portal, but not ranked in the initial top 25. I think picked 8th or 9th in the by the coaches in the SEC polls. Do you feel like this Mississippi State team may be a little bit under the radar as we begin the season?
No, that's a great point. I think in the SEC, there's just so much talk about, like, oh, Cal leaves Kentucky for Arkansas, and oh, look who Kentucky hired, and Alabama, and all of these things, Auburn, all these things. And you know, Mississippi State's just kind of slinking in the middle of the pack here, and it's a really fascinating team because I think, as we've kind of noticed in college basketball, especially in this portal cycle, there's a gap between the haves and the have-nots. And I think you could probably put Mississippi State in that haves category because this group is deep and loaded, and they're not just, you know, leaning on one dude being awesome. And that's an interesting strategy for Chris Jans. So we can kind of get into, like, hey, what's the offense look like? What's the defense look like? But there's no doubt, I think, on opening night, like, I could see this staff feeling really confident in 10 or 11 guys, and not everybody in college basketball can say that.
There was that one dude being awesome last year, and that was Josh Hubbard, you know, the top freshman in the country, 17 points per game, back for his sophomore year at Mississippi State. What does he need to add to his game to go from good player to great or elite player?
Oh, it's a great question. You know, I think for me, it starts with how much can you finish at the rim? That was an area of his game that he's going to have to continue developing at. You know, his decision-making as well. I think they did a really nice job of simplifying him last year where it's like, hey, like, you're going to take a lot of threes. We're going to give you that freedom to do that. And you can get to the free throw line as well. But you were really counting on you to score, not necessarily, hey, you got to get everybody involved this year. And that's a question for me, I think, this season, because, you know, there's going to be some questions of, like, okay, are we going to play Kanye Clary together with Josh Hubbard? Like, who's the real, like, set-the-table point guard of this group? That's an area where he's going to might have to grow, just because that he can get Riley Kugel catch-and-shoot shots. He can create some of those spot-up opportunities for a Claudell Harris. Like, you can get some of those open cutting lanes for an R.J. Melendez to do those 45 cuts to the rim for dunks. So his decision-making as he continues to grow is going to be huge, but it's so nice, right, knowing in the late clock operations, like, you have a guy that can go get a bucket at literally any time that he wants. And, you know, I think he's one of those type of players where you have to almost guard him from the moment he walks across half court, and that just adds a different gravity to this spacing. And he really is the head of the snake, but like I said, I feel like they've also insulated him really well with some of these other pieces, you know, in the supporting cast.
Is there a better, you know, I don't know if jack of all trades is the right word or however you want to put him, but a guy who fills his roles better than Cam Matthews in college basketball this year? He really has so much to his game. I wouldn't say he's necessarily great at anything, but he is good at almost every facet of the game.
That's a great point. No, I think when you're talking about just like those glue guys, Matthews is up there. But, you know, I think about, like, you know, I think a lot of times we focus so much on offense, but I love to break it down defensively on, like, hey, who's the best point of attack defenders? Who's the best versatile guards? Who's the best wing stoppers? Like, you could make a case that Cam Matthews is the best wing stopper in the country. It's him. It's Solomon Washington out of Texas A&M, who's a familiar face to a lot of SEC people. There's some others involved there, but his competitiveness, his spirit, his fight on that end is so special. So, yeah, like the connectivity that he brings offensively, his ability to offensive rebound, you know, his ability to create a little bit offensively is huge. But I think defensively, you could potentially put him in that top one percentile throughout the country, and I would feel great about him. Like, he is a legit defensive player of the year candidate in the SEC, and that award usually goes to big men who kind of rack up a ton of block shots.
With this transfer class, if you said for me to pick out an X factor, a guy who could maybe really elevate what Mississippi State becomes this year, it's Riley Kugel. I think he's the guy that, if I said pick an NBA prospect, he might be the one that I would point to. Had a good couple of years at Florida, you know, originally signed with Mississippi State out of high school, but when Ben Hallen was let out of that letter of intent, ends up back here in Starkville. What's the ceiling for Kugel this year?
You know, he's an NBA player. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that happened. And I think a lot of people were like, okay, if he had gone back to the NBA after his freshman year at Florida, he could have been a first-round pick. So instead he goes back to school, and it just doesn't really go well, kind of falls out of favor. I'm kind of buying him as like a bounce-back candidate here. You know, we've seen a lot of these guys where they just need a different fit and a different voice. And the different level of athleticism that he brings to the floor is really noticeable. Like, he floats in the air. Like, you see other defenders jump with him. They're coming down, and sometimes he continues to rise up. It's just he breathes different air than the rest of us. And then you kind of factor in, like, the shot-making that you see from him as well. Like, he can go get a bucket on anybody at any time. Now, I think the challenge with it is just kind of harnessing him into, hey, what's a good shot? What's a great shot? Hey, when do we need to go, like, play iso ball? But when do we need to get the ball out of my hands, cut, and trust that I'm going to get it back? And then maybe most importantly, how can we weaponize you defensively? Because an athlete like that should be one of the best defenders in this league under a defensive coach like Chris Jantz. So, like, those are all of, like, the little pieces where he has to put it together. Because I think if he does, he can pass Josh Hubbard as being the best player on this team. And that's not a slight at Josh at all. It's just a different level that Kugel can get to because of the different athlete that he has in his bag.
You know, the last 2 years for Chris Jantz, he's had one of the best big men in the SEC in Tolu Smith. A different look down low this year with Jeremy Fomina, with Michael Nwoko. I think those guys can be big defensive presences, I'll get there eventually, for Mississippi State. What can those guys bring State on the offensive end? I don't expect them to be 15, 16 point per game guys like Tolu Smith was, but can either one of them step up and be a double digit per game scorer for State?
Yeah, I like Nwoko. You know, he was a guy that had a lot of interest in the portal. He just was kind of blocked a little bit at Miami with Norchad Omier kind of getting a lot of run at the five, but he moves really well. He's a really vertical athlete. I think he's probably just a play finisher for Mississippi State right now. It's just, hey, like, loom in the dunker spot, maybe a rim runner in transition, go get offensive rebounds. I don't think there's going to be a ton of possessions where they're necessarily feeding him a bunch of post-ups like they were last year with Tolu Smith, but I think it's kind of the sign of the times right now in the portal, because big men are getting overvalued and just they're expensive to go get some of these top big men. And if you can play money ball a little bit and kind of team it up where you get a couple guys, and hey, maybe you just need Fomina to come in and just give you 15 minutes, and maybe you just need Nwoko to come in and give you 20 minutes. You don't necessarily need them to be like a Tolu Smith 2.0. You can kind of money ball your way to 13-7 as long as they play really good defensively on that back end. So that's kind of how I envision this group. But again, like, Nwoko had a lot of people that liked him in the portal. I know there was a lot of really smart coaches that wanted him badly. So, you know, Micah Shrewsbury at Notre Dame is like one of my guys. Like, if he's going after someone on the recruiting trail, usually I know that he's a pretty good basketball player. Just like if he goes after you on defense, I know you're a pretty bad defender, right?
Yeah.
And Shrewsbury wanted Nwoko really, really badly. So that gives me a little bit of a sell that Michael Nwoko might be a guy to keep an eye on this year.
The SEC, I did an interview with Chris Jantz a few weeks ago, and I told him, Coach, you know, I'm used to seeing Alabama at number one, number two, but not in basketball. But that's where we are now. This Alabama team loaded, Auburn really good. You bring in Texas, they should be a pretty good program this year. You know, Kentucky is Kentucky. Calipari now at Arkansas. I feel like I ask this question every year when I talk to people about college basketball over the last 5 or 6 years, but is this the deepest the SEC's been that you can remember?
I have never looked up and down these rosters and been like, wow, like, every team is good. Like, even the team that finishes last, and I think LSU probably is my pick to finish last right now. Like, even they got guys. But Georgia, like, they're picked 12th. And people around Georgia would be like, hey, this is the best basketball roster that we've ever had in our program. You know, Ole Miss has had a huge influx of NIL into that program under Chris Beard to try to be able to put together a roster that can compete. You know, Mississippi State's good. Florida's good. Arkansas, I think, is going to be pretty good. Texas A&M, like, I think there's a little bit of like, hey, we know a lot of those faces at Texas A&M, but they have a lot of guys that could really play. And there's a ceiling with that group as one of the oldest teams in the sport that could be pretty good. South Carolina, I took a huge step last year with Lamont Paris. So you go up and down this league. I mean, I didn't even say Missouri, who I think is going to be one of the most improved teams in college basketball as well. Like, there's no way they go 0-19 in SEC play again, especially after what they've done in the portal, getting a Mark Mitchell and getting a Tony Perkins. So I think this is the year that the SEC solidifies itself as the best basketball conference in the country.
30 seconds left. Does the national champion come from the SEC this year?
I have three Tier 1 national title contenders for me entering the season. It's Auburn, it's Alabama, and it's Tennessee. And then there's a boatload of teams, Mississippi State included, in that second tier that could potentially jump up. I think I would have to say, yeah. If I think this is the best conference in the country, and I got three teams that I feel really good about, I'll go yes. And you don't make me pick one, because Alabama's great, Auburn's great, Tennessee I think has a ceiling that a lot of people aren't giving them, even after Dalton Kinect leaves. I still am buying the Vols this year as a national title contender.
Isaac Trotter, 24/7 Sports. That was great, man. Really appreciate your time, and look forward to talking to you again throughout the season.
Thanks for having me.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.